Hey everyone, this is Craig Valentine from TurbulenceTraining.com and TTFatLoss.com. Here with another 7-day call. We're going to go over the Express Workout. I'm just sitting around, just had a really good after-workout snack. I had a almond butter and apple butter sandwich on toasted flaxseed bread. I used the brand called Veggie Hut. It was really, really good. I just wanted to share that with you. But anyway, so we got something pretty funny this week on the blog if you get a chance to check it out. I had one of those cartoons made that you may have seen on some of the other fitness websites or even around the internet. People are making cartoons of themselves. And so I had one done. It was really cheap and it was really good. I recommend the guy at hotspotgraphics.com. He did it. And I even had Valley the dog put in there, and he's got a new little red collar on. So check out the blog and you can have a little laugh at the cartoon version of me. It looks pretty good, to be honest with you. All right, so this weekend I am off flying for the first time this year since all the crazy stuff has gone down, and hopefully it'll be painless, but I'm going down to Washington, then going down to Tampa. Next week we're down at Joel Marion's Transformation Domination. I'll be running a boot camp workout next Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, and also doing a presentation in the afternoon about cardio research and fat loss research, so it'll be fun. A lot of stuff that we've talked about here on the call. All right, so this week on the 15th, on Friday, that's the last day for you to enter for full 12 weeks in the 7th Turbulence Training Transformation Contest. So I hope that you get over to the website at transformationcontest.com, find out all the rules over there, and then read about some of our most successful case studies. You'll see what they did, how much they improved, and it will give you some ideas on what you need to do, what changes you need to make, what programs you might want to use. And basically, it also really help if you can find someone who's been in that same position that you're in right now, who started there and who made the changes. And we've got people from 20 to over 70 that have done the program, and we've had winners in the 50s and 40s and 30s and 20s, of course. And so just check it out, men and women of all shapes and sizes who started out, and we've had people that have been advanced and gone even more advanced. So just check out transformationcontest.com for some inspiration. I really believe that will help you out. All right, so into Monday, January 11th, the transformation tip of the week. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to consider setting what are called process goals instead of just outcome goals. Now, a process goal is setting goals that, you know, really help you with the process of getting to the outcome. So in fat loss, a process goal would be, you know, I want to go and do turbulence training 3 days per week. So if I do that, then that will get me closer to my outcome goal of wanting to lose 10 pounds in 4 weeks or 8 weeks. You know, another process goal was I will use a food log for 8 weeks. And again, if you meet those process goals, chances are of reaching those outcome goals is going to be a lot better. They're going to take care of themselves, and you're going to build lifelong habits. So that's what we want to focus on. Write down 3 to 5 process goals during the call or after the call, and that will really help you out. Okay, so let's get into our workout. It's the Express Advanced Workout A. So we did the beginner workouts last week. This time we're doing the advanced versions. And here's the instructions on these circuits. They're 15-minute circuits, 15-minute workouts. And what you're going to do is go through this circuit. And the first time you go through the circuit, you're going to go through it at half intensity. So either, you know, half the weight or, you know, half the time of the exercise, just go through it half. And then when you've gone through that once at half, you're going to go through it again as many times as you possibly can in the remaining 15 minutes. So there are about 6 exercises. Each of them take 30 seconds or are allotted 30 seconds, and therefore that is a 3-minute circuit. So you can get this done up to 5 times. But as you get into 3 and 4, you might start to slow down a bit, and you might not get a whole lot of repetitions in some of these exercises. But that's the plan that I want you to do, is try and get through that 5 times, get through that entire circuit for workout A. What you're going to do is all these exercises, again, for 30 seconds, controlled pace for the exercise, and you're going to do as many repetitions as you can, but you're going to probably get about 10 repetitions is the maximum you could get at a 2-0-1 tempo, but you probably get about 8 with all the transition in between. Resting as little as possible. You don't want to rest in between these exercises, and even when you get done the circuit, you're not going to rest. You're just going to keep going through it. All right, so that's what we're going to do. For the first circuit, here's what it is. Dumbbell squat, 30 seconds, then into a decline push-up, 30 seconds, then a dumbbell row, you're going to do that 30 seconds per side. then a Bulgarian split squat, 30 seconds per side. You're going to use that 1.5 rep method. Then a stability ball rollout for 30 seconds, and then a kettlebell swing for 30 seconds. So it's actually a 4-minute circuit because you're going to do 30 seconds for each arm on the row and 30 seconds for each leg on the Bulgarian split squat. So you might get through that 4 times at most. Other things to consider here is that you want to have everything set up. You want to have your dumbbells ready for the squat. You can probably use the same dumbbell weight for the squat and the row. You want to have your kettlebell set up, or you can use a dumbbell for the swing, and you'll need to have the bench set up for the decline push-up and the split squat, and then you want to have an exercise ball there for stability ball rollout. All right, so that's it for workout A. Into Tuesday, we're going to get 30 minutes of fun activity. We always do that in our off days. And then we want to talk about the research review. So I think I'm going to dedicate Tuesdays to our research review day. And I've got a couple of research studies lined up for the next couple of weeks at the very least. And usually I find one or two each week that are worthwhile. This week we're going to talk about what happens when women drink a liter of milk every day in addition to training with weights 5 days per week. Now it sounds pretty outrageous, doesn't it? But my friends at McMaster University, so Dr. Tarnopolsky and Dr. Stuart Phillips, friends of mine, Dr. Tarnopolsky is one of the smartest guys I've ever met, and he's a world-renowned researcher. And then Dr. Stuart Phillips is also a very bright guy. He's actually also a turbulence training user, and he emailed me the other week. He's about 40 years old now, and he says he's still about 9% body fat, getting really fit with the turbulence training workouts. But, you know, in their real life, in their real-world jobs, they are medical or science. Exercise physiology researchers. Dr. Tarnopolsky is an actual medical doctor as well. Dr. Stuart Phillips has a PhD in exercise physiology. And so here's what they did in this study. They took young women, 20 young women, were randomized into two groups, and they went through pretty crazy resistance training program I'll talk about in a second. But the two groups, the only difference between the two groups was that one group drank 500 milliliters, that's half a liter, of skim milk right after training, and then another 500 milliliters an hour later. So that's a liter of milk per day, and it's of skim milk, that's about 400 to 500 calories per day, close to about 40 grams of protein in total. And now that's important because this is the same research group that I talked about probably last fall or last summer, who found that after training, 20 grams is the most amount of protein that your muscles can utilize into protein synthesis after training. So they're giving 20 grams of protein right after training and then 20 grams of protein an hour later. But again, they're drinking a liter of milk per day. Now, the other group drank only carbohydrate calories. So they had this weird drink. It was the same amount of calories, and both the milk and this drink were flavored with vanilla, so neither group knew which one they were getting. Now, also important to note was that no side effects were reported, even among the group that was drinking a liter of milk. Now, they probably asked people if they had any problems with milk before they did the study, but nobody had any problems. And so, again, they're drinking a liter of milk, which sounds like a lot, 400 to 500 calories of milk, and they were training 5 days per week. Now, they did this for 12 weeks, and they actually did heavy resistance training 5 days per week. The program was heavy lifting. It was based around machines just because they were using another scientific studies protocol. And also, generally, when they're using these beginners in these resistance training studies, these were beginner women. They had not had any resistance training background, at least in the last 8 months. They hadn't been training. And so they just want to get them in and doing, you know, they don't want to have a huge learning curve in the exercise. So they just want to use the machines. Anyways, it was possibly too much training, and I've definitely have seen this in some of the studies that I was involved in when we had guys training 6 days per week. And so 3 subjects reported overuse tendinitis. So, you know, that's important to understand that, you know, 5 days per week of resistance training is going to eventually lead to overuse injuries. So they had 3 subjects out of 20 with that. But they did have a 92% training compliance. That means of all the training sessions, only 8% of the total training sessions were missed. So they were able to keep everybody in the study, I think, and so they had a really good study here. I mean, these guys do really good work. All right, so let's get into the results. What happens when women drink 400 to 500 calories of either carbohydrate or milk, which is a combination of protein and carbohydrate, every day, 5 days a week after training? They didn't do this on the weekend. They did no training, and they didn't have to drink any extra calories. So what they found was, in total weight gain, The group that did the carbohydrates gained 2 pounds. So total weight gain, you know, maybe they went from 135 to 137 on average. The milk group gained 1 pound on average. So that's not really the important information. Next up is the important information. Lean mass increased in both groups, but there was a significantly greater increase in the milk group. So lean body mass increased by 4.2 pounds in the milk group and 2.4 pounds in the carbohydrate group only. Very interesting there. So lean body mass, generally an increase like this is going to come from muscle. It's not all going to be muscle, but probably the majority of that is muscle. So these women, you know, they trained heavy weights 5 days per week and drank an extra 500 calories, and they gained 4 pounds of muscle in 12 weeks, which is not a lot when you really think about it. And more importantly, if you go back to what we just talked about, the carbohydrate group gained 2 pounds in total, and the milk group only gained 1 pound. But if they gained 4 pounds of muscle, that means, yes, they lost 3.5 pounds of fat in this training program, the milk group. The control group lost 0.67 pounds of fat. So if you just consume 500 calories or 400 calories of carbohydrate after training and no protein, you will gain a little bit of muscle mass, and you will lose a tiny bit of fat if you were to be a person in this study. But if you're in the milk group, or if you're consuming the same amount of protein and carbohydrate, I'm guessing you'd get the same results. I'm not 100% sure. There might be something else in the milk that's important. But you will be able to gain 4 pounds. You'll be able to gain muscle and lose fat at the same time. What scientists always used to say is not possible, gaining muscle and losing fat at the same time. Here we are, 4.2 pounds gained of lean mass, 3.5 pounds lost of fat in the milk group. So drinking a liter of milk, they were able to lose 3.5 pounds of fat in 12 weeks. Pretty interesting stuff there. There was some other increases in some hormones related to calcium or related to the milk intake, but that is not my area of expertise, so I really don't know how to interpret it as well as they do. If you're a nutritionist who want to go into it, you can find this study. It's published in Medicine, Science, and Sports and Exercise, and just look up Tarnopolsky, and you'll find that. The conclusion was from these researchers that heavy whole-body resistance training plus the consumption of milk is much better than doing resistance training plus the consumption of carbohydrate. You'll gain more muscle mass, more strength. They also had more strength in some of the exercises for the milk group. You'll have more fat loss. And so basically, similar to men, milk is an effective drink for women to make favorable body composition changes with resistance training. All right, so how do we interpret this for turbulence training? Well, what we would do, of course, is do 3 days of resistance training and more interval training. So what we would probably see is a little bit less lean mass gained, and we'd see more fat loss with turbulence training. So, it'd be a great study to do. I'd love it if they were able to do that, but I don't have, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to fund one of these studies. But, you know, it would probably be over $100,000 to do that study right there with all the measurements that they were doing. But anyways, interesting stuff. This is not a debate about whether or not people should drink milk. It's simply an interpretation of the research. It's very interesting. Very interesting for people to see, you know, what happens when women do a lot of strength training. Again, they were training heavy 5 days per week for 12 weeks. All right, so very interesting study. We're going to come back next week. We've got something very interesting to talk about as well. But let's get into Wednesday. We're going to talk about the Advanced Express Workout B from the program. You're going to repeat this circuit as many times as possible in 12 minutes, and then you're going to do 3 minutes of interval training. So again, the first time through the circuit, go through it half of intensity. And then go through it as many times as you can for a total of 12 minutes, and then you go into 3 minutes of this interval training. So this circuit goes like this. You can do jumps, repeated vertical jumps, 30 seconds. Then you're going to do pull-ups for 30 seconds, then dumbbell push presses, then dumbbell reverse lunges, and then a stability ball plank with your arms on the ball. Okay, that's a pretty tough exercise for your abs for 30 seconds, especially you're going to be breathing heavy from all those other exercises. So you're going to go through a nice light warm-up of jumps, maybe some, you know, one or two reps of the pull-up for warm-up. You can do a little extra warm-up if you want, and, you know, easy dumbbell push press, et cetera, and you'll go through that. Total of 12 times, building up the intensity each time you go, try and go harder. And then you're going to finish off with the shuttle running type interval training, 15 seconds of work, 15 seconds of recovery, and you're going to do that 6 times in a total of 3 minutes. You're going to be pretty tired out after about 3 or 4 of them, but keep on pushing. So 15 seconds of shuttle run and 15 seconds of walking. Gym Boss Timer is going to be very helpful for that. Okay, into Thursday, 30 minutes of fun activity. And then what I want you to do is review your training journal. Now, I really hope that you've kept a training journal over time or you've written down your programs. What I do is I write them down on a piece of paper, come back home, put the numbers in an Excel spreadsheet, and I've kept these for going on 7 or 8 years now. Wish I would have kept them a lot longer, but I used to just do paper journal, but I lost a whole bunch of those. Anyways, what I want you to do, and if you're not, you know, if you're new to turbulence training and you're not doing this stuff, you know what, start now. It's going to be really helpful because what you can do is return to the program that gave you the best results so you can take a look and say, oh, you know, when I was training with turbulence training 2K9, I got the best results ever. And I haven't done that program in 6 months and my results are kind of stagnant. I'm going to go back to that program and maybe it'll help you out and get through a plateau. So, you know, it might be something about specific workouts that really you respond to well. And another thing to think about is make sure that you're not doing programs that only include exercises that you like, because the exercises that you dislike are going to be the best exercises for you and probably give you the best results. I know because when I trained my clients, whenever I said, okay, dumbbell row, nobody got happy, or dumbbell split squat, nobody got happy. But those are the best exercises for those people. I knew it because I knew their weaknesses. And generally, you're going to hate the exercise that trains your weakness because it's going to be tough for you. All right, into Friday, advanced workout C from the Express workout. Again, go through the first circuit easy and then increase the difficulty each time you go through it. Dumbbell split squat, 30 seconds per side. Dumbbell chest press, 30 seconds. Chin up, 30 seconds. Stability ball jackknife, 30 seconds. Dumbbell Romanian deadlift, 30 seconds. Okay, enjoy that. If you've got a couple extra minutes, you want to do more than 15 minutes, you can do another round, or by all means, throw in a couple of your favorite exercises for your favorite superset if you want to throw in some arms or something. Have fun because it's Friday, you've earned it. All right, into Social Support Saturday. Again, on the 16th of January, I'm going to be down in Tampa, and I'm going to be doing the Transformation Domination Saturday morning boot camp workout. And so what's going to happen there? I don't know, to be honest with you, but I'm going to do some type of workout with a lot of people, and it should be a lot of fun because group exercise is great social support. You know, so training with a partner, training in a small group, or training in a boot camp, you know, it really brings people together. You know, for example, or for an analogy, you know, last night I watched the College Football Bowl Championship Final, and those guys spend so much time together. You know, they're like family. You know, they do everything. You saw the quarterback for Texas was hurt, but, you know, when he came back on the sidelines, he was so into it and supporting his teammates. And, you know, those guys all have something to be very proud of today. They played a great game, and they work really hard. And without, you know, that, you know, family atmosphere, you won't get success. And so that's why training in a group with people who will bring you up to the next level, that's so important. So, you know, you're around fun people, like-minded people. You can have a bit of family competition, you can have contests, you can do all this type of stuff that, you know, training on your own just can't replicate. And I know because, you know, I've been training on my own for the last couple of years now, and I'm not as strong as when I was training with a partner. So it's very important to train and get some social support. Okay, into Sunday, we're going to plan, shop, and prepare 30 minutes of activity. Here's an interesting thing that happened to me this week. I've been reading some cool books like Emergency by Neil Strauss, and, you know, some of these other ones about talking about, you know, how you should have lots of emergency supplies in case something happens. And, you know, being in the big city, anything can happen. So I had all this bottled water, you know, big jugs of water. You know, wasn't planning on drinking them anytime soon. But something happened this week. I had my cleaning lady come in. She's cleaning the house. And all of a sudden, they shut the water down in my condo building. And so for 3 hours, it wasn't coming back on. But fortunately, I had these jugs of water in the closet, and she was able to clean, you know, and clean the bathtubs and clean the floor and do all this stuff. If I didn't have, I think it was like maybe 8 or 12 liters, it might have been actually 20 liters of water or something. I don't know how much she used, but she used quite a bit of water. to do all this mopping and stuff and cleaning of the bathtubs and the kitchen and the sink and the dishes. So be prepared. Just go buy a couple extra jugs of water. That's probably one of the most important things you want to have around. You want to also have, you know, flashlight batteries, candles, you know, all that type of stuff. And again, I recommend Emergency by Neil Strauss. It's a pretty interesting book, pretty interesting guy. He does a lot of interesting stuff, and it gets you really thinking about, you know, what could happen. You know, be prepared. Get lots of food and supplies just in case, you know, even if power goes out, you have some crazy ice storm in your city or, you know, whatever could happen, earthquake. You know, you don't want to think about that stuff, but you definitely want to be prepared for it. All right, so that is it for this week. I just want to say thank you to everybody for listening to the call. We got lots of cool stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. Again, I got some really cool research studies. I don't think anybody else is talking about this stuff like we do here at Turbulence Training. And, you know, I'll definitely be back in a couple of weeks with an update from the Transformation Domination Program, how much fun we had and all that sort of stuff. And also, the program we're going to review next week is Turbulence Training 2K4, so we're going to go back and review a classic and maybe talk about how we can update it, and we'll also talk about the Bodyweight 200 or 250 or whatever I called it back then, just as an extra challenge. And for research, our review is going to be about what a researcher from UCLA thinks is the solution for obesity. So it's not going to be as in-depth as the study that we talked about this week, which is really cool, but he's got some interesting thoughts on the solution for obesity. So that's what we're talking about next week. I really look forward to speaking with you and hearing from you. And I just also want to say thank you to everybody who replied to some of the surveys that we did on the email this week. We talked about you know, how to deliver the content through the blog or through email. I really appreciate it. And also, we'll get some more Q&A. So this is Craig Valentine from TurbulenceTraining.com. Hope you have a great week. Hope you get some really good ideas out of this stuff and some really good workout tips, and keep on with your transformation. Don't forget to get signed up at transformationcontest.com and get your program started before the 15th of January for the 7th Turbulence Training Transformation Contest.